WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. The always entertaining Smitty is going to be with me at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to play a lot of music in between, a lot of new stuff. This is an old one right now. This is a band called Spanking Charlene. I'm going to get things going with that. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
Same old shit that came from same old people. The lessons you learnt outside the classrooms are the ones that stick with you. But for our ideals, seem to change, and the weeks would waste away. Tales of a teenage mind, blurred lines of truth or lie.
Dropping like flies, the corpses lay because of their.
best is yet to come.
That was brand new stuff by a band called Modified Behavior. They're out of the New Hampshire area. The song was called Our Place in the Sun. If under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Roxy and the Crisis had a new song, Something's Going Wrong. Played that in there. Sharp Class with Tales of a Teenage Mind. Just saw Sharp Class with Muck and the Myers, and the third band escapes me. But we saw them at the Burren. Great. Chelsea Curve. I don't have Smitty's.
What the hell that was?
I don't have Smitty's mic on yet, but he's all. Well, you'll hear from him very shortly. But yeah, fantastic. Chelsea Curve. Yeah, and they have a new album out. It's not out yet. Shop Class. That is. I think it'll be out in like 3 or 4 weeks. But they're definitely someone you want to catch. They come around at least once a year with Dan Bootleg Dan Productions. Started it with Spanking Charlene, a song called Find Me Out. It's 8:13. You heard Smitty in the background. Next time, when we come back, you'll hear him for real. With the mic on and everything. But if I get my thing working here, the next song we're going to hear is something by Already Dead, who I just had in here. Great punk band. Going to play 3 or 4 more. Then we'll be up with Smitty, and we have plenty to talk about. This right here is Already Dead.
Johnny bought a boat, another car, another home. Second mortgage, he showed up. Everything he owned. And the ones he came up with did their time. Is he even a brother? Would he hold the line? Jimmy fell hard on his luck. Got a suspension, medical condition. Took time off to heal the wound from a life of dedication. But Johnny wouldn't help. The company cried out loud. Liability, two checks right in. Turned his back on a brother in need. Gonna draw the rain. Christmas Eve.
dancing slow. Well, Amanda could have been my clown. She's got a bad tear rocks of me. I'm not so blind that I cannot see. She got a bad tear rocks of me. All right, all right. He greets himself. He's in a band. Oh, well, he's old enough to be her dad.
All right, let me tell you what we just played there. That was a Cheap Cassettes song called Bad Xerox. They're a Rumbaugh Records release. Actually, we just played Hotbox, not Cheap Cassettes. Cheap Cassettes was the second song. Just played Hotbox, Girl I Want. Then Bad Xerox by Cheap Cassettes, Nervous Eaters with In the Shadows, off their brand new Wicked Cool Records, released Rock and Roll Your Heart Away, Already Dead, Rock Bottom from Something Like a War, and I'm here with Smitty. Always a pleasure, Smitty. How
am
are
I
you?
Mic'd up?
You're right. You're mic'd.
Woohoo!
You're in the airwaves.
But so before we get into the meat and potatoes of all this, so I went online looking for a Hotbox. Do you have any deep information on who they are?
They're the guy in the Dogmatics.
Okay, I saw that part.
And I, who else is in the band?
Right.
I think it's an older recording. I don't think it's anything current. But Lou digs around. He gets stuff from the past, the present, the overseas. He's always finding things. And
right.
So yeah, I don't know. Short answer, I don't know a lot about the band.
Okay,
because I actually don't think the. Don't hold me to it, but I don't think they're active. I think they're just like, again,
it was a thing. Something did in the past, because I did a deep dive on it and I got the same information that you talked about.
Dude.
But there was no link. Sorry, Hotbox. I would have put a link.
But that was a good song.
That was a great song.
We liked that. And
totally cool.
Yep. And as I said, Already Dead are a great band that I've had on here a few times. They were just in last 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Something Like a War. Great CD. But, we're here with Smitty, and you got a few things to talk about.
I got
about.
A few things, but just, you know, before I get into it, you know, Skybar, Skyrock. I call you Rock because you are the rockster. I love coming on this show with you. I mean, this is really
thanks so much.
This is so easy peasy. You know, coming in, relax.
It
is. You know, you're playing music. You know, we're gabbing, talk about everything behind when the mics are dead and having a great time. So I really, this is like a very cool moment for me. And I'm so very happy. I have something to do with you, so I'm not stuck in front of my television set.
I know. Because we were talking a bit off air. I think people that have listened to this show long enough know that I don't lean. I'm pretty liberal, and I vote Democratic, and that's no secret. And so I find debates somewhat, they're not that much valuable to me because I know where I'm going with it.
Exactly.
And I think
most
people
do. Well, that's the argument.
Do.
Everybody knows where they're going, and the people who say they don't know where they're going, A, do know where they're going.
They just don't want you to know.
Don't want you to know, or have some nefarious reason why they're not telling you.
Well, they want to get on a panel. They want to get on one of these panels of undecided voters. I've sat home with my wife, Tricia, and this sometimes, like, I think this is the only debate, thankfully. There used to be three or four sometimes.
Yeah.
But there would be a debate, like, 3 weeks before an election, and they'd have these undecided, like, 20 undecided.
Yes, come on. Right.
Who's not undecided 2 weeks before an election? Terrible. I used to lie.
It's insane. So,
and
yeah.
Like in sports, the highlights will be on tomorrow.
Exactly. But by the time we get home, we'll catch a little bit of late night. Either someone will have really, you know, screwed the pooch and said something stupid, you know, and they'll be jumping all over it. So, but I love that I get to come in here with you. Thank you for having me in here. And really, so aside from general promotion, the big deal was Little Billy Lost. We just finished playing a brilliant show with Jennifer Teft and The Strange at the Burn last Saturday. Great time. And this Saturday, Smitty and the Festones got invited to play Plum Fest, which is on Plum Island. And it starts at noon on Saturday and goes to about 6 p.m. There are literally 100 artists and bands at 50 different locations.
Imagine that, 100.
100. And what's kind of cool about it is, so of these 50 different locations, they are arguably, and it kind of has to be this way, walking distance from each other.
Yeah.
All the different houses, mostly, places, everybody gets like a 45-minute set, and then when you're done, you just leave and walk to the next house or, you know, backyard, whatever, to do it. And I got to tell you, we of the Festones got this choice house right off the water. You'll never remember it. Actually, what you want to do is you want to go to plumfest.org to get all the information, because to give you all these like long-winded URLs, your head will explode. So go to plumfest.org. But the Festones were going on at 2:30 p.m. And the address, it's kind of like a New York City address, 9 77th Street. So the address is 9 on 77th Street.
Well, the great thing about Plum Island, like, it's small.
Yes.
So, you can walk.
Yes, and that's how they set it up. And so I can't wait to do that. And what they want, so aside from a short list of bands, artists who are going to be playing at these different venues, they will allow some cars on the island so you can, you know, get your equipment where you need to be. But for the most part, they want everybody parking at the Plum Island Airport, which is just on the other side of the bridge. And then you just got a boatload of shuttle buses, and they're going to take you on the island. And it's kind of like, you know, what address are you going to? I'm going here. I'm going there. And so the vast majority of the people who are going to Plum Fest are going to get shuttled on buses that will start at Plum Island Airport. And yeah, just get there early so you can see as much as you want to see. And, you know, I don't want to jinx this, and I probably am jinxing it by talking it out loud. Saturday looks like it's going to be gorgeous.
The whole week we've had. We've had a stretch of...
It's not good for the lawn.
I was going to say, but I'll take the water, sunshine. It's been dry and clear for, it seems like weeks.
Weeks.
And the upcoming week, I think, is similar.
I think we're going to get through the weekend okay, and then it looks like we might get a little bit of rain on the other side of the weekend. But more importantly, for my purposes, Saturday, September 14th, is going to be gorgeous. And it really, you're going to laugh.
It's a great
right
spot.
It's right off the water.
Bring your trunks, swim in trunks.
Yeah, exactly.
How good is that? Go see a band run on the water.
Hello. Well, so Jonathan LeMaster, our violin player, he's a real live surf, you know, guy.
You might see him in there.
He was like, he was joking, but I also don't think he might bring a surfboard.
Why not?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the waves are like on Plum Island.
I've been a Plum. The waves are good.
Oh, there you go.
So it might be. How did you find out about it?
So the long version on this is Heather Rice Fahey, who's the lead singer for Lizzie Borden and the Axes. Mm-hmm. Her band and she, the house that we're actually playing at, they're friends of hers, and she was going to perform. And, you know, this is just how, you know, playing in a band is. I think one or two of her bandmates couldn't do it. And we just, you know, did heavy music together.
Yeah.
And so she called me up and said, Smitty, I can't do it. My bandmates aren't available. Do the Festones want to play for Plum Fest?
Why not?
Sign me up. Let's do this. So to that end, because, you know, this was originally Heather's gig, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer. It's all right, Heather, you got the gig. I think... You got to join us and at the very least sing heavy music. And so we whipped up, our own version of that. So she'll be singing on that. And we actually, we did one rehearsal with her last week and she'll sing on a couple of songs. But this all came from the grace of Heather and her situation. And so I just, I'm knocking on wood, you know, I'm hoping things go well. The one thing, you know, it's kind of funny because this is a, you know, it's basically a porch fest and not a venue. You have to bring your own PA. Well, full disclosure, Smitty and the Festones and Little Billy, it's not going to be Little Billy Lost, but I don't own a PA. So I had to like make some phone calls and cobble together, you know, a halfway decent PA for the show. So it's, we got one. But I'm going to have to get there crazy early on Saturday so I can set the PA. Usually I'm just like setting up drums and some amps. I got to go set the PA up.
You're the whole nine yards. At a porch fest, they generally don't supply the – you got to bring your own goods.
You got to bring your own goods.
What band – what's the Heather's band that – do you know the name of other
bands? I don't know. So I asked Heather about that last night. She actually plays in a couple bands. What we all know her from.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, right. Exactly. But she's known for being the lead singer in Liz Borden and the Axes.
I know.
So that's her claim to fame. But she plays in a bunch of bands. She's crazy talented. You know, really, the fact that she's going to join us on Saturday for heavy music and a few other songs, you know, I just feel blessed. It's fun. She's fun. Great attitude. You know, and so I'm really looking forward to it. I will be, dog tired at the end of the day on Saturday, but it's going to be a great event.
I got to find out what else she's involved in and get it on the airwaves.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Heather, if you're listening, you hear that?
You'll find. Maybe I'll get up to Plum and I'll ask her in person. Right?
So, I mean, and the only other thing left on the hit list, so Saturday, September 14th, Plum Island, Plum Fest. Yeah. 977th Street, Newburyport, MA, but it's Plum Island. Go to Plum Island Airport, take a shuttle bus. Plumfest.org is where all the information is. And really, so I did a deep dive looking at the other bands of the 100 artists that are playing, and I really only knew two other artists and bands on the mm-hmm. bill, and you're going to know them if you're yeah. a listener. One is Dave Herlihy from O Positive. He's going to, I don't know where he's playing, but if you go mm-hmm. online, you'll find it. And we started the show off Muck and the Myers.
Yeah.
So we're all going to be part of this beautiful, like, Plum Fest, yeah. you know, community. I'm very excited.
I'm going to be playing some Muck in this next segment.
All right, yes.
Not yet, but we will, yeah. And, but I was telling you off here, and sometimes that's the beauty of it, though. Like, I don't know any of these bands either, but I can't tell you the number of times I go to see shows, local shows, because it's a band they want to see. And this is just like four or five band bills. And
right.
There's usually one that you're like, wow, I didn't know. They're great.
100 Skyrock.
I'm thinking at least 30 of them.
30,
gonna be
well,
good.
At the very least, I hopefully at least two or three. It'd be like, oh, gee whiz. Because you know what?
You gotta
yeah, but we you know, we've been doing this a long time. It's like, you know, it's like even yeah, when a band's good, it's like,
hits.
No, you got to be, but you'll of 100, still, someone will surprise you,
yeah.
I'm sure.
I can guarantee that.
No
yeah.
doubts.
And that's half the fun of it for me going to shows anyway.
Hell yeah.
All right, I'm going to play some Smitty. I'm going to get
right.
some Muck in there. I'll
get
check. I'll check. I'll look into this O Positive thing. I don't know if we have anything in the system. We might. If we don't, we don't. But we'll be back in, after a couple tunes, two, maybe three. But this is Smitty. Smitty and the Fez Tones. We'll be back.
Let's go!
Beat Revolution by Muck and the Myers. Before that, we heard O Positive with Up, Up, Up. And Smitty and the Featherstones with The Growler.
The Growler.
And all those bands, we were discussing. I don't know if Hurley, he's doing O Positive stuff, but that's the band he's most famous for. It was a great song. I used to follow them back in the day. Smitty did as well when he was in O Positive. Great band. And so found that in the archives here. Always loved that song, so we played that. But
O Positive was kicking butt when we landed here in Boston in 1985. I have officially spent more time in Boston than the time I spent growing up in Detroit. So, by the way, I've been coming to Boston my whole life. So, I know I'm like a Detroit guy, but I got my Boston roots. I got my Boston
for sure.
Roots.
Well, for sure, and you, to your credit too, though, you haven't forgotten your Detroit star. Right?
How can you? How can you? You don't forget Detroit when it comes to music.
Right.
That goes
and
in.
That's you're pretty lucky to have had.
Yes.
Because both these scenes got a lot going for them.
A lot going. And
I don't know what Detroit's like now. Is it still vibrant?
It's not as vibrant as it was, but it's still kicking out the Jams brothers and sisters. And it's kind of funny. It's sort of like, Boston has so many great things going on, obviously, you know, the sports mm-hmm. teams and the politics and the colleges and the jobs and the whole deal. Detroit, you know, it's been rough. They've been trying to, you know, get the city moving again. But the one thing that they could always, hang their hat on is the Detroit music scene. So your average Detroiter usually identifies with the Detroit music scene, where unless you are a musician in the Boston music scene, a lot of Bostonians, they really, you know, of course, you know, the Cars and Jay Giles and
Aerosmith,
Smith, but they really, you know, they wouldn't know an Andrea Gillis or a John Bahider or a Gene Dante. If
they're not going below the surface of the big bands.
Exactly.
That's some of the best talent,
exactly.
The underlayers.
Exactly, and that's just like the easy low-hanging fruit we can mention. Right. That doesn't even mention like the other 10,000 bands that are
amazing.
Go
on and on.
It's amazing.
But you have other bands. I'm going to play a little bit, obviously, Little Billy Lost.
Yeah.
And Little Billy and the Fez Tones, they're different, obviously, but they're both great bands. And so you must get a kick out of, because Little Billy Lost is pretty much a rock and roll outfit, right?
A rock and roll outfit. And I tell you, Fred Pinot, obviously, from the Atlantics, when James called me up and said he was putting something together with Fred and himself, it's like I told my better half, even though I already had plans to do something with the Fest, or actually then it was just Smitty. I told her, I said, I got to go. I mean, this is, James from Pop Gun and all his other bands, mm-hmm. and this is Fred from the Atlantics. And when I showed up.
Patrick.
Patrick didn't come till a little bit later.
Oh, was he a little later on?
But we wrote three songs in that first go-see that were like, Lucia asked me how it went when I came home, and I was like, I guess I'm playing in two bands. That was just way too much fun. And it's great because, Fred, he's got the legacy with the Atlantics, great songwriter, great guitar player, great singer. And so same but different. I mean, it's kind of funny, the fact that I'm the bass player, the drummer. I don't even know what I play. The drummer.
I was going to say, you're taking on another hat?
Yes. The drummer in both bands, that's a pretty common thing. So I bring my sensibility. James, he plays in both bands. So we have a guitar thing. So, but there is a difference. But it's great. The Fez Tones and Little Billy Lost, we have played some shows together. And I might mention it at the end of the show, but it looks like the Fez Tones and Little Billy Lost may be doing another show together in the future. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a bit later. But the cool thing I imagine for you is, you don't have to do as much heavy lifting with Little Billy.
Oh, my goodness, no. And that's one of the things.
Just kind of show up and bang away.
I love Fez Tones, but that's like I got to, I'm the guy in charge.
Yeah, exactly.
Little Billy, it's like I really show up.
Well,
Fred, James shows up with songs. Fred shows up with songs. Yeah. I just kind of like, they start playing a rough sketch. I got to figure out what the heck I'm doing and just jump in.
Yeah, that's super cool. We're going to I'm going to play stuff by Little Billy. Gonna sneak another one in that we have alluded to earlier, and I'm gonna play an early Fez Tone song, but this is Little Billy Lost.
Mm-hmm. Devil, you know, you can't let go.